broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for... What the heck is going on, man? It's already June 9th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is our one of two, and our goal always, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberties, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide. Then absolutely we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. Yesterday's show on the road was incredible. We were on the road live, Branson, Missouri. We talked about this huge spike in crime. Many claim that it was caused by the defund the police mentality. The Epoch Times has an article about that, etc. So Sam sounds off on the solutions, if you will, about the two great commandments and the Ten Commandments. And I don't believe that the cause is less cops, defund the cops. I believe that's certainly a factor, and I certainly believe it's a contributor. Don't get me wrong. But I don't believe it's the cause. The cause is we've got an immoral society. We haven't taught our children to believe in God. We've become a godless society. We don't treasure family. You know what? Parents don't have mothers and fathers. Children don't have mothers and fathers. They don't have parents. We've got a society where, hey, you don't have God in your life, and you don't have parents, great guidance in your life, examples, role models. You don't have loving brothers and sisters, loving parents, aunts and uncles. You know, in society, we used to have this broader understanding of family. You know, my kinfolk is what they used to call it, right? People used to have mom and dad and grandma and grandpa on both sides. They used to have aunts and uncles who set the example and were great role models. They used to have brothers and sisters that they grew up with, meaning you've got an instant best friend or best friends, if you will, right? People are growing up without all those supports nowadays. No God, no family. And then they're not taught to believe in the country. The liberals want you to believe that America is just horrible. It's full of extreme white people that are crazy racist, haters, bigots. They want you to believe that it's full of Christians who, you know, force their God on everybody else. And then they want you to believe that those white Christian alpha extreme males just dominate their women with belligerence and extremism. And then they want you to believe it's just a horrible nation and everybody else is suffering. Every splinter group under the sun is just absolutely being targeted and abused by these white, extreme, alpha male, you know, hey, redneck nation, crazy Christian, right? And then they want you to believe that all these groups that are suffering, women, minorities, et cetera, they're all just suffering under the abuse. And then they're teaching the divisions is the only way. You know what? It's time for the white person to pay. They got to pay reparations for slavery. Never mind that you and I are two or three or four generations removed from slavery, depending on how you look at it. In other words, depending on how you define a generation, et cetera, right? But you look at all that and you go, wow, that's what they want you to believe. And then they say, hey, you know what? The reason for the crime is, by golly, we don't have enough cops. But yesterday on the broadcast, I highlighted this reality that, look, the Tocqueville back in the day in America realized the people were good. And so the nation was great. It was a great place to be. It was astounding in his mind that, you know what, there was hardly any rules, hardly any laws, but people just didn't do wrong things because they were good. They did what was right. They understood God, family, and country. They understood the protection of life, liberty, and property. They got it, right? And as a result, it was a different ballgame. And he even documented if the people ceased to be good, then they will cease to be great. I mean, he literally got it, right? He understood. And so we must understand in our day. We must carry that knowledge forward in our own day. And what's that knowledge? that it isn't about how many cops we have or how many laws we put on the books or how many rules we have. That's why gun control doesn't work. Y'all know that. But that's why that isn't the answer to our problems either. Right? The answer to our problems lies in good people doing good things for God's sake, for our sakes. After all, we're the children, the offspring of Almighty God. See how that works? And so we don't need a gazillion laws. We don't need more money for cops. Sure, reallocation of funds is appropriate. Education and training in the Constitution and the rule of law is necessary. De-escalation training for cops, how to wisely de-escalate situations rather than ramp them up that I'm in charge and you better do what I say now idea. Sure, we got a lot to work on, a lot to do. But those are all downstream discussions. The real core is the morality in the society in which we live. And the morality in the society in which we live is really a mirror of the family, the fundamental unit of that society. See? So anyway, I spent a lot of time going off on that, and I know you've heard me talk about this to some degree over and over. And many people might think it's a little boring, Sam. You know what? You say this all the time. I know, but do you want solutions or not? See, if they don't want solutions, then what are we going to do? But if you want solutions, we don't need to build a new mousetrap. We don't need to write a new book, necessarily. We don't need a new plan. You know, we don't need a 9-12 plan to answer 9-11 or whatever latest, greatest thing you got. We don't need that. What we need is to return to the fundamentals. You know, whenever you're in sports, basketball, baseball, wrestling, whatever, hockey, you know what they tell you? You got to go back to the basics, Sam. If you want to be good, you don't need to know all these fancy moves in wrestling or all these fancy, you know, footwork and whatever and basketball, baseball. You know, you don't need all that. What you need is the fundamental principles that make things tick. That's what you need here. We need to return to fundamentals. And we need to practice those fundamentals and work at those fundamentals until they become second nature. That's what they teach you when they coach you. It needs to be second nature. You don't need to stop and think about what your next move is going to be when a situation confronts you. What you need to do is just go into autopilot because you've practiced it over and over and over to where, you know what? I got this. Really, I got this. That's what we need, right? That's what we need more of. And I don't know how to articulate it better to anybody. I'm not trying to force it on anybody. But I am trying to tell you that's where the answers lie, right? Anyway, hour two, we talked about this article from Ron Paul, which is a great article to highlight the points that I'm making. The only thing they fear is you. Campaignforliberty.org. The only thing they fear is you. And what Ron's talking about is elections and the critical importance thereof. And how you and I must be engaged to let our politicians know how you feel, what you think, what you believe, what you want, what you expect. Right? Those things are vital. They're fundamental. Yeah, I'm talking about the fundamentals. They're fundamental. You have got to spend time engaging with those who serve you. You elected them, or if you didn't, you were involved in the election process. Or if you weren't, shame on you, you ought to be. Okay, that's the key. And if you don't let them know what you want, what you think, what you expect, then how do they know? And if you do let them know what you want, what you think, what you expect, all those things, and they're not doing your will, then you need to work towards somebody else who will do your will, right? All right, well, anyway, we talked about that, and we talked about they're afraid of you, folks. They don't want to hear what you have to say because then they're obligated. They want to pay attention to their lobbyists. They want to pay attention to everybody but you. But, ladies and gentlemen, they fear you because they know that if you get serious, meaning you, not individually, but you as a people, you as a group, you as a electorate, if you will, you as a constituent base, right? They know that if you get incensed, they could be gone. So what they want to do is just kind of not engage with you and hope that you just keep electing them and the media can spin things in their favor so that they look good to you and that you just leave them alone and they can pay attention to the lobbyists and get rich on your watch, your lack of watch, right? But virtually on your watch. And they want them to just kind of retire into the sunset looking like a equivalent of a war hero. They served their country. They were incredible. But when you get engaged and find out what the real voting records are like, find out the lobbyists that they're really listening to, focus on what they're doing more than what they're saying, pretty soon, the only thing they fear is you, writes Ron Paul, and boy, howdy, is he right on. We talked about that in great detail. Incredible articles that we're talking about here, right? This huge spike in crime article and the only thing they fear is you article. They're tied together, folks, because again, what are they going to do when they're shooting after shooting after shooting in the Republic? All the lobbyists, all the liberals are all pushing to, hey, take away the guns. But you and I need to clearly, unequivocally, boldly, nobly, independently say, uh-uh. Not going to happen on my watch. You're not taking the guns. That's not the answer. The answer is a good guy with a gun. They stop the crimes every time. Think about that. A good guy with a gun stops the crimes every time. We got to have T-shirts like that. Boy, if I had the time to work on a T-shirt, huh? All right, anyway, Sam Bushman and James Edwards rounded out yesterday's second hour. We talked about the shows we attended live together with our families in Branson, Missouri. The shows were incredible. We had a fantastic time together. And we highlighted those. We talked primarily about the Jesus show. And it was good. It was real good, folks. It was very nice to be part of and to watch. The stage theatrics were incredible. But most importantly is the testimony of Christ. And the understanding that Jesus Christ is the author of our liberty. You want solutions, ladies and gentlemen. Come unto Christ. There are no other solutions that will take its place. Yeah, there's a lot of downstream things we can do. We got a lot of work to do for sure, but it's all downstream from the core fundamentals. I am Sam Bushman. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast. And that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present day church. Rather, it is for the end time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman continuing on your radio. Ladies and gentlemen, there's so much to talk about. It's hard to know what should be focused on, right? There's people working on so many different great issues in America. It is just shocking. And while in Branson, Missouri, I had the chance to meet with a lady. She's with Moms for America. And I'm telling you right now, they're doing an incredible work. And I really wanted to kind of highlight her and their efforts. We're going to be working with them a lot more going forward because of the tremendous work they're doing. They do a podcast that's syndicated on the Loving Liberty Radio Network, which is really something to behold. They are working on so many different things. And when I sat down with Kimberly, she's the president of Moms for America, and I talked to her about their podcast. Deb does the podcast, vice president of their organization. And Moms for America is on lovingliberty.net as a podcast. And it's a podcast as opposed to being on the radio, ladies and gentlemen. One of the big factors is how much space we have on our 24/7 radio channel. You know, once the talk show hosts fill the channel up, there's not a lot of extra room, right? That's one issue. The other issue is when people do podcasts, if they don't make their shows a specific length, then it's hard to put them on the radio. Because remember, you got to have the hour round out even. You got news at the top of the hour, at the bottom of the hour, so you got a format for radio. And you got a format around the top and the bottom of the hour news segments. That's why we call it news radio, because it's not just talk shows. It's news at the top and the bottom, and when it breaks, as well as incredible on spot on talk shows. Okay? And so it's important to understand what we do. But anyway, I tell you this because a lot of these podcasts aren't formatted like that. They're varying lengths, you know, so one time it'll be 33 minutes and the other time it'll be 47 minutes. Well, how do you deal with that on the radio? You can't really, unless you just backfill with all kinds of other like programming, commercials, or I don't know, constitutional minutes, or, you know, you can fill in things, but pretty soon you just fill in too much time. And since it changes every single podcast radically, it's almost impossible to gauge and fill in and plan for that time. Right. Otherwise, then if you do get things, you end up with programs that are too long, and then, hey, you're trying to chop them off in the middle of the program to match up and sync up with the news. And it's very difficult indeed. But I want you to understand that. So it's not, when we have all these podcasts on the Loving Liberty Radio Network, it's not because we don't want them to be on the regular radio with us. It's just because circumstantially, time wise and format wise, it doesn't work well. So I tell you that because Kimberly Fletcher and the folks over at Moms for America, they're doing a great, great podcast. And it's not even a matter of listeners. Sometimes the podcasts have more listeners than some radio shows. And so it's just a new modern day. And it kind of makes you wonder, what is radio? You know, if you're listening to a podcast on the internet and it starts whenever you start it, meaning it at your convenience. Is it radio at all? Not in a literal sense. It doesn't go over the radio airwaves. It's not on a radio station. It's audio. It's a podcast. It's on demand, but is that radio? And so it's really hard to determine what radio is in modern times. It's kind of like, what's a cell phone? Most people have a cell phone, but they hardly ever use it as a phone at all. It's more of a computer. It's more of a navigation device. It's more of a social media, whatever. You know, you listen to podcasts on it, but it's not a radio. It's not a telephone. What is it? Well, that's what happens when society changes and features get added, and over time, you know, they used to call it feature creep in the software business, where it's like, what the heck? But anyway, I digress, except to tell you that their podcast is up there and it's phenomenal. Moms for America, Kimberly Fletcher. Anyway, I sat down with her. We were talking about what they're working on. And before I could even get a couple of words out of my mouth, now, she doesn't exactly know who I am. She knows that I'm a radio talk show host. She knows that I run Loving Liberty for Kathy Smith and others. So she knows a little bit about me, but she didn't realize that I was at one of the staff at the CSPOA. She didn't realize that I was the operations director or the vice president of operations for the CSPOA. Anyway, so she starts out and she's like, yeah, we really think that election fraud is really important and we're trying to get sheriffs involved. And I just sat there and smiled and went, yes, ma'am. And then I had the opportunity to explain to her what we're doing at the CSPOA and who I am in relation there too. And she was shocked and excited. I don't mean shocked in a bad way, but she was just like, oh my gosh, this meeting was like meant to be. And so we talked about it, and we're going to be working together. And they're going to be joining us at the Freedom Fest event, which we're going to with Loving Liberty and CSPOA. Got two booths there, one for each. I'll be involved in both. Freedom Fest. We're working on a dinner so we can work with United We Pledge. Turns out that, again, Kimberly's working with United We Pledge already. So we've got so many things in common that we're doing and that we're working on. It's just going to be amazing. Anyway, I thought I'd bring that to your attention because, you know, when I'm at these places and I tell you that we're going to plays and shows, and I don't want you guys to think that I'm just not doing any good for liberty. Everywhere I go, ladies and gentlemen, I promote God, family, and country. Literally, 24/7. I just do. That's who I am. That's what I focus on. That's what I do. That's what I live. That's what I breathe. That's what I eat. That's what I sleep, right? Liberty, God, family, country, life, liberty, property, all the time. And I'm all about that. Some say they're all about that base. I'm all about that liberty, ladies and gentlemen. I'm all about that freedom. I'm all about that agency, that choice. I'm all about the proper rule of government. I'm all about that accountability. I'm all about that transparency, right? That's what we do. Anyway, the meeting with Kimberly Fletcher was phenomenal. The shows that I've been able to attend have just been tremendous. All right, now, I got an email, and it says this. Dear friends, I'm glad I'm considered one of their friends, right? We are gearing up to pour everything we have into the fight to stop Netflix from sexualizing children for entertainment purposes. Will you, Sam Bushman, help us in this fight? Yes, I will. They say, if you've been with us for a while, you are already well aware of Netflix's history of mocking and promoting adult information, even dangerous content to children. They're mocking the adults. They're hawking this adult entertainment to children. We talked about the teen drama, the suicide drama, if you will, called 13 Reasons Why, right? It was linked to a 26% increase in Google searches on how to commit suicide. It was even focused on by the National Institutes of Health, right? They tied it to a 30% increase in teen suicide. Literally, this just shows you unequivocally how the media influences us for good or for ill. And while I'm talking about God, family, and country, while I'm talking about protecting life, liberty, and property, while I'm saying we reject revolution, we stand for peaceful restoration, you've got Netflix hawking adult perverted topics to children, 13 Reasons Why. All right. We called Reed Hastings, these people say. That's the CEO of Netflix and the board to try to say, hey, we've got to stop this. You want to know what Reed Hastings said about it? Nobody has to watch it. Ladies and gentlemen, we've talked about the pattern of Netflix consistently inserting adult content into programs that are, quote, rated appropriate for teens and youngsters. Right? But they're marketing this content to the teen viewers now. They're mocking us. They're in our face as they hawk this perversion to our children and to families across this great land. They say, we've shared with you our report on the Netflix animated program called Big Mouth that is primarily highlighted with 12 and 13-year-old characters, celebrities. They also put these children in sexual situations that are way beyond their experience, right? When you talk about a healthy, normal, well-adjusted middle schooler, this ain't it, folks. We've told you about sex education. 365, that's one show. There's another one called Desire. There's also a show called Cuties, a movie that required us to launch a all-out ban Netflix over. Netflix is unapologetically creating disturbing and distributing this content. I say disturbing because it's disturbing content they're distributing. They're marketing content that exploits minors, sexualizes children, and that encourages dangerous behavior. They don't intend to change unless we make them. More in seconds on your radio.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Attorney General Merrick Garland on Wednesday announced that a Department of Justice team of 9 people will review local law enforcement's response to the Uvalde school shooting last month. Local and state law enforcement officials in Texas have faced intense criticism from releasing misinformation to inaction during the heat of battle. The Senate unanimously passed legislation aimed at protecting Supreme Court justices. Now House Democrats are blocking the bipartisan bill, Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
But House Democrats have spent weeks blocking the measure that passed here unanimously related to security for Supreme Court justices.
An attempted murder of a Supreme Court justice charge has been brought against Californian Nicholas John Rosk after he was stopped by law enforcement on his way to Justice Brett Kavanaugh's home in Maryland Wednesday morning with weapons and tools. His next court appearance is on June 22nd. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The House passed a wide-range gun control bill Wednesday. It would raise the age limit of purchasing a semi-automatic rifle and prohibit the sale of ammunition magazines over 15 rounds. The partisan legislation passed 223 to 204. The Senate is next. A new report says the Biden administration knew about the baby formula problems in America nearly a year and a half ago.
Abbott Laboratories and the FDA received word about possible problems in February 2021, according to the Wall Street Journal. The journal's reporting cites documents the newspaper viewed, a person familiar with the matter, and a government official. The revelation is potentially damaging if officials knew about the possible problems at the plant much earlier than previously reported. The Biden administration has faced criticism over the baby formula shortage, which has panicked parents across the country struggling to find formula for their infant children. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
All right, back with you live. This is a critical, fundamental issue to focus on, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you right now, Netflix is unapologetically creating, distributing, and promoting content that exploit minors, that sexualizes children. They don't intend to change unless we make them. Yeah, we're talking about the Parents Television Council, ladies and gentlemen. They say we are gearing up to pour everything we've got into stopping Netflix from sexualizing children for entertainment purposes. Will you help us in this fight is the question left. You know, they've really got some tremendous efforts here that I want to really highlight and double down on to support. I'm really appreciative of their bringing us this information. You know, there's a lot of things to fight for, right? And it's so hard to keep track of all that is going on. It's really difficult to know. I don't watch Netflix. Back in the 13 Reasons Why era, we turned off, canceled our Netflix, right? Which I'm really glad to do. But I haven't been watching Netflix or keeping track of what they've been doing. And I agree with Reed Hastings that nobody has to watch it. I think that's a factual statement. But I think it's out of context a little bit, ladies and gentlemen. Right? I say it's out of context because, look, just because we can think nobody's, you know, nobody's watching it, kids are, families are, parents are. Lee Cat, or, wow, Key Latch Children, or Latchkey Children are watching it. That's what they call it, right? Latchkey children. Children that come home and mom and dad aren't home because they got to work so hard to pay the taxes that they can't even stay home with their kids anymore. See how society's changing, folks? We have got to get a handle on this stuff. But I look at this and I go, man, what are we going to do about it? Right? What are we going to do to change the game? That's what we need to do. But Americans are so tied up trying to just make ends meet, trying to survive, trying to focus, then sadly, sometimes they work so hard when it comes time, they just need a break. They just need a little bit of entertainment. But anyway, I commend the Parents Television Council for their stance on this, because it's really important, in my opinion, what they're doing. They're highlighting what's going on. These online systems and these new forms of entertainment have really taken over, and they're different. And I'll use the example of satellite radio, because I've been listening to a lot of satellite radio because the car we're in just has it free, and so I'm listening to a lot of this. And a lot of it's really good, unique programming. They got a lot of great, interesting channels. That's the upside. The downside is that, again, Howard Stern left AM/FM radio saying, hey, man, this is way too restrictive. What does he mean by way too restrictive? He means, folks, that you can't swear and you can't go off into adult perverted subjects. You can't drop F-bombs. You can't. This is what I mean. These people are gravitating towards the immoral. So you've got satellite radio that doesn't have near the FCC restrictions that traditional AM and FM radio and TV have traditionally and currently have. So it's kind of like a no-holds-barred kind of a thing. They love it. They're taking that into town. So even though I love cruising the satellite channels, the problem is on satellite radio. I mean, I'm just sitting there and it's all peaceful, and next thing you know, we're talking about perverted sex things, or we're talking about they're dropping F-bombs. And I'm just like, yikes, and turning the channel, right? Kind of stuff. Well, that's what's being done online, too. So you take these same traditional old TV stuff, and they've still got the FCC guidelines and restrictions and ratings and things that y'all are used to. But now you've got the no-holds-bar kind of internet TV stuff. Or what do you want to call it? Cut-the-cord TV? Online, whatever? And now you got this Netflix, which is promoting these perverted content situations. And a lot of it is more than just sexualization. I mean, it's everything societally ill that we wouldn't want. Right? I mean, it is beyond just, oh my gosh, there's a bad sex scene there. We're literally talking about this 13 reasons why. Where they're literally talking about and promoting suicide. And then all these communities and society are putting dollars in to say, oh my gosh, we've got a suicide pandemic. Or whatever you want to call it, a suicide epidemic. We got to do something about this, right? Well, they do. I agree. It's a problem. But aren't we creating the very problem? Right? Aren't we creating the very problem that we're talking about by allowing these services to go unregulated, unmonitored, unchecked? Whether it be satellite radio, whether it be Netflix, whether it be, I can go on, HBO, Showtime, Cinemax. They've been kind of protected there for a long time, too. Now, at least they're subscription services to some degree. Well, you say, Sam, so is Netflix. I know, but not in the same way. You see, you had cable TV, which was a paid-for TV service. But you'd pay for the service, and then you'd get all these different channels based on your package. You used to have to buy NetTime, or Showtime and Netflix, or Showtime and Cinemax, and whatever these other things are called, HBO. And those were separate services that you paid for. Nowadays, it's just in your mix. You get satellite radio, and you've got all this at your fingertips, whether you want it or not. And when you buy Netflix, again, it's kind of become the movie choice for people, right? And that's kind of where the problems are occurring. So these folks at Parents Television Counselor, Brent Bozelas, who was president when they started, great guy, great work, great efforts by these people. But anyway, they say this has become a serious, serious problem. They name a bunch of shows, and they're all sex, they're all perverted, they're all death, they're all everything we stand against, they're for. Suicide, perversion, transgender, crazy sexualization of children, actors and actresses that are in all kinds of compromising situations. It's just, I mean, it's disaster. It's like the Wild West of the TV arena, right? And so they say this, you know what, we're working on this. This has become one of the top issues for us because it's so critical. Will you help us is what they're asking. And they say already we're taking our message to Netflix investors, pressing them to use their ownership in the company to stop Netflix from producing and distributing sexually perverse content to children. Next, they say, we'll be delivering thousands of petitions to U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland, asking them to conduct an investigation into whether Netflix is violating laws designed to protect children from sexual exploitation. We are also sharing our message of support for the district attorney in Tyler, Texas, who alone is brave enough to stand up to Netflix and to bring an indictment against the company. Anyway, they have a law that says, hey, you cannot promote the perversion of children. It's against our laws in Texas, and you're not doing it. Now, in Tyler, Texas, the district attorney doing a great job there, in my opinion. They then say, and we'll also be taking your petitions to all 265 Texas district attorneys, asking them to follow their colleague in Tyler in filing charges against Netflix under, the Penal Code 43.25 is the section. Anyway, it's tremendous. It's great work by Liberty Counsel. I'm sorry, by Parents Television Counsel. It's great work. And we need to be aware of their work, and we need to double down in support of their work. You can do several things. You can put money into the cause, Parents Television Counsel. You can also, though, go to your county's district attorney, DA, or your state's AG, attorney general. And you can say, look, this is coming into our homes as well. This is perversion across state lines that must stop. It violates our state laws. Perhaps it violates federal law as well. And we need action on this. We need to open up investigations. This is great work by the Parents Television Council. This is something that really needs to be highlighted and focused on. And you can say, well, my children aren't watching it. I know, ladies and gentlemen, you have direct stewardship over your own family. But you've got indirect stewardship over the nation's morals. We've got a lot of work to do, ladies and gentlemen. We enlist your help in our sacred cause. And this is the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live, nationally syndicated radio talk show. I'm Sam Bushman on your radio, asking you to help us. Get involved. Make a difference. We got to fight in the culture war. We got to fight for the right on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
We at Freedom Factor have a passion for our shared American heritage and want to help restore some of that American pride by emphasizing the documents that made us Americans. Our goal is to put pocket constitutions into the hands of every American and in every school. This effort requires your help. Order your pocket constitutions and browse our website at freedomfactor.org to learn how you can help spread the message of freedom. Read it, know it, share it. FreedomFactor.org.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Parents, Television Council doing a phenomenal job, and we've got a lot of work to do. That's kind of a negative story, but a good story in that people are fighting back. People are taking, what do you want to call it, taking notes, getting involved, making a difference, engaging themselves financially and otherwise to make a difference. I really appreciate the leadership of the Parents Television Council. Brent Bozell and the crew over there have been friends for a long time. We've watched their work. We've commended them. We've had them on the radio with us and supported their efforts for quite some time. It's great. However, I got a good news story to end this hour on, ladies and gentlemen. And this story my wife sent me several weeks ago, maybe a month or so ago. I can't remember exactly, but I've had it here in the queue waiting to cover it, waiting for a good opportunity to do it justice. And here's what the headline says. It's a cool story, folks. The audacious quest to document the lives of all 421,000 American soldiers who died in World War II. Lee Benson, Deseret News with the piece. And Covey Crump, Utah State Director for Stories Behind the Stars, that stories of fallen World War II heroes, has been really working on this with people, right? They got a Utah West Memorial in West Valley City, Utah. And it's an interesting story, folks. Because it really highlights efforts people are making. You know, in America, it's easy to see in the mainstream press that, man, everything just seems to be running off the rails. This is crazy. But it isn't true. There's a ton of good news. There's a ton of right-doing people involved in good causes everywhere. And I think this is one of them. Dateline West Valley City. The story says it's a few days before Memorial Day. And they have in West Valley, Utah, they have a brand new veterans memorial wall. And they have the names of these different people that have served in World War II. And they're chronicling this big wall, this big list of names. Now this Kobe person is an accountant. They say she's not a clairvoyant or a magician, but she's showing off all the same. Pick a name, she says, any name of the nearly 2,000 World War II soldiers on the wall who never made it home. And after you give a name, instantly she launches into telling their life's stories, their hometowns, their family, their war unit, where and how they passed away. She says it's all right there on your phone. Anyone can do this, Kobe explains. She says all you got to do is find the app, download the app, type in the soldier's name. After that, you can click on the stories and voila, you've got this incredible dossier, this life sketch, so to speak. And the stories in these life sketches are about people who made the ultimate sacrifice. Colby proudly notes, and she says, they all need to be told and preserved. Amen to that. The only magic, that's why they kind of joked about her being a magician, the only magic behind that, or all the above, is that someone's brain hatched the audacious idea of making sure that every person who died in World War II, all 421,000 plus of them, that they're recognized and that they have a recorded summary that can be accessed by anyone. What a genealogical treasure. Who is that? Who did all this? Who came up with this? This guy. His name is Don. Milne, I think is how you say it. Don Milne. He now lives in Kentucky, but he was a former Utah. And for nearly 30 years, this Don guy, he's now 61 years old. He was an executive with Zions Bank. And he supervised the company's outreach program, teaching financial literacy to tons of people. But in 2019, they discontinued the program and poor Don was laid off. Of course, this came with a healthy severance package, which of course he took with him to Kentucky, so him and his wife could be near their grandchildren. That alone is a pretty cool story, right? But something else he took with him was this project that he started a few years earlier on his lunch break at work. In 2016, Don, also known as a history buff, of the highest order, if you will, he taught history at Jordan High School. Anyway, he saw World War II survivors, and he heard about their stories, and he thought about the ones that could not be interviewed because they died. They gave the ultimate sacrifice, their lives, in the war. So as a tribute to these greats who have fallen, it started out with kind of the Pearl Harbor fallen. And he joined Ancestry.com at first, and he set a goal to research and write one story a day. He then posted those stories on a blog, folks, so people could read them. But in 2020, out of work, he was locked down because of the COVID, right? But he was inspired by many, many people reading his blog, so he decided that he was going to expand his hobby. Instead of posting the soldiers' stories on his blog, he would upload them to this website. I don't know about this website. I've never been to it. It's called fold3.com, and it's part of, it's a sister company of Ancestry.com is what it is, Fold3. And that tracks military records. So he named his new project Stories Behind the Stars and got to work. For starters, he decided to write narratives of each of the 2,106 Utahns, because that's where he's from, even though he moved to Kentucky, right? Who died in World War II. But he realized that he would need help to get this done, so he started a website of his own. Storiesbehindthestars.org, right? He solicited volunteers. Again, this is still just his tiny hobby, right? He was soon surrounded by people who revered World War II veterans as much as he did. Within a year, the Utah Project was completed. And Don and co-workers and friends and loved ones were just getting started, ladies and gentlemen. Their next goal was to do a narratives on the 2,502 Americans who died on D-Day. And they got it done before the, they call it Invasion 75th Anniversary is what they call it. On June 6, 2021. That accomplished, and they wrote narratives about all 2,341 who fell at Pearl Harbor. And they got that done before a deadline as well. As we speak, Stories Behind the Stars volunteers are hard at work now working on the 8,000 World War II veterans in Arlington Cemetery. Anyway, it goes on. It goes on. They say, enough of that, we're cranking it up even further. So Don says, I'll be 65 years old here soon. And I guess they're going to celebrate by paying these heroes back in small measure. And never forget the hard choices that they made to give us freedom. Yeah, they're working on it. This small army of volunteers are making a difference. And they're going to chronicle all this. And it's going to serve a bunch of cool purposes. It's going to be a great genealogical resource for those who are researching their ancestors and learning about the stories, learning about who's who. But it's also a great project to give people in their older years or whatever, people who have time or people who are locked down because of COVID. In other words, what do you do with your time? Do you just turn on Netflix and watch Perversion? Or do you shut that off and back the Parents Television Council and calling them to account for their, in my opinion, immoral offerings? Or do you do that? Or do you spend time helping these people build this incredible new resource? Right? So one lady heard about this in the media and just decided, I'm going to be involved in that. That's incredible. So now she's database director for the Utah Project, and she continues to write narratives of World War II's best. Almost 16,000 stories have been written thus far. Now, you can say they have 405,000 to go, and it sounds like a project they'll never accomplish. But they have the vision to make it happen, and more volunteers are joining them daily. And you can, too. Storiesbehindthestars.org is where it is. And I'm just telling you, I find it a tremendous example of good people all over the country doing great things. And I want you to know about it. Because it's so easy to follow the news and just negative after negative after problem after problem. And it's great for us to bring those things to your attention because then we can provide solutions. I get it. And it's important that we highlight them, like the Parents Television Council story we talked about, because then you can jump in and fight back in the culture war. But it's also important to highlight good things people are doing for the right reasons. Look, Don gets nothing out of this except for the satisfaction of doing a great work looking after his kindred dead. In this case, specifically with a World War II focus. But again, every one of these are projects, right? Every one of these are good people doing good things that you got to know about. And I appreciate Deseret News for bringing this story up. I appreciate Lee, who wrote the piece. And I appreciate these people that are involved, Don and everybody else who started the project, came up with a dream. They're pursuing this. They've got a vision. They're working on it. Volunteers, people are engaged in a great cause, but it doesn't get better than this, right? Well, there's thousands of these causes all across the country, folks. Random Acts of Kindness Day. You know, we used to interview people about that. Just run around and do good things instead of run around doing school shootings. What about run around acts of kindness? What about writing up a dossier of a veteran? As I mentioned in Branson, Missouri, these people are all about the veterans, man. Every show I go to, they pause and they say, you know what? We'd like the veterans to stand up. We salute you. We appreciate you. Thank you. We dedicate this song or dedicate this to you. And you know what? We can cross the line and create war heroes, which we don't really want to focus on. Many of the real heroes are embarrassed. They're like, don't call me a hero. I'm just doing my duty. Thank you. But it is appropriate that we recognize them and that we appreciate them and that we welcome them back into society with open arms. That's vital. Anyway, I thought it was an incredible project that I wanted to highlight and to bring to your attention. I want to thank my wife for bringing me this story, though, and I wanted to preserve it to where I had real time to focus on it. What a tremendous job by these people. Show notes will be up soon with the details so that you can follow up and become part of the project. How's that for solutions on your radio? Hour one in the can, hour two coming up. I am Sam Bushman. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. Spread the word, share the love, live and on-demand radio, free at your fingertips. Download the iPhone and the Android apps, would you please, at LovingLiberty.net. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, everywhere else. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.